Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education Mondays. During the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public school families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. And Ralph, nothing impacts our public school families quite like COVID these days. So let's jump right in. Of course, so much has been made about the school closures in Chicago and elsewhere. How much pressure are districts, because there's districts within our listening area that are doing this as well, shutting down, going back to Zoom school. How much pressure are the districts under to keep their doors open?
Well, what I'm hearing is they're under tremendous pressure. I want to keep in mind that only 5% of all the public schools in the U.S. are actually on remote learning. Schools are fighting hard to keep their doors open and teaching in person because everything says that's the way teaching should be done.
Yeah, I can't think of a more important issue when we have COVID conversations than this one. But maybe I'm biased because I have a wife who's a school teacher. She sees it every day, the impact that it has on kids when they're not in school. Do you agree with the mayor of Chicago and others who have said, hey, if the unions are going to do this, we won't pay the teachers until they return to the classroom? Do you agree with that?
I really do agree. I think if people refuse to work, then they should not get paid.
All right. Let's move on, because there was a big speech last week. Governor Hochul, her State of the State speech, first one, talked a lot about education, plans to retain and recruit new teachers. Of course, the teacher shortage problem, so severe. She also talked about overhauling SUNY. Briefly explain what those proposals are, and do you support them?
If I could explain them briefly, I would.
Okay. So
there are actually seven parts to her proposed overhaul of SUNY, and I don't agree with any of those. So I'd rather focus on the teacher shortage, and I do like some of the issues that she has. She has one of them is to allow teachers that have retired that would like to come back and teach. That would certainly help, and anything we could do to help with that, I'm all supportive of.
All right. And all of this will be on your website so folks can go there and find out more. We don't have time to go through the nitty-gritty, but it's all online. We'll give that at the end here. As you are well aware of, living in ski country such as you do, beautiful Houghton, New York, that you tend to have snow days from time to time, and a lot of Western New York was dealing with that big time last week. I heard that snow days would be a thing of the past because of Zoom school now. Is that true?
Well, you know, you have a good memory, because, in fact, over a year ago, I actually said that on this broadcast, that snow days are a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. However, this year, snow days are going to be snow days and not a move to online instruction. But that may happen in future years in both New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know Buffalo was having that conversation last week. Do they count? Because I understand that if they do it online, that they would still count towards those 180 days of instruction.
Right.
Yeah. And this is our first show of the new year. Happy New Year, Ralph. I don't know how long I can say that and get away with it, but I'll throw it out there. I'm always very interested, a guy who's been at every level of education, such as yourself, from the classroom to administration. When you look out in the landscape of 2022, what is the biggest educational challenge or challenges that you are seeing facing our public schools?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the biggest challenge is not COVID as such, but assessing where the students are in terms of the instruction that they've missed. And then more recently, with students really coming and going in terms of attendance, teachers are really struggling. And I want to just support them so much in the struggle that they're having to keep doing the good job that they do.
Yeah.
So trying to figure out instruction to meet the individual needs of students is going to continue to be the biggest challenge that teachers face today.
That will have to be the last word this week, but I am so looking forward to our conversations this year, Ralph. So much to talk about when it comes to our public schools. Love the fact that you stand up for teachers too. Ralph, if folks have questions about what they heard on this program or others, you have a website where they can find you. What is that, sir?
It's simply whyrun.org. And I want to say thank you to the people that have contacted us with questions and concerns. It's simply whyrun.org.